JB and Billy started strong.
Well, we're off to a crafting start. jumped out of the block.
And they've only gotten better.
We're crawling to the line,
We're not breasting the tape, Jim.
So Triple M's Rush Hour is taking a bye.
I'll have a spell.
And instead, we give you the best of JB and Billy.
Do you reckon anyone on any other show is rolling with this sort of stuff?
It's the Rush Hour's mid-season break.
I feel good!
On Triple M.
A pinch and a punch for the first day of the month, Jimmy boy.
You are an idiot.
Speaking of which, we'll hear an idiot song out of you soon.
We'll also chat to cricket legend Mark Fujitsu Taylor. And apparently, you think you know what it takes to be a leader.
I've been leading you and this show for the best part of 12 years. But next, Topics Brayshaw is going to the phones.
This is the Rush Hour's mid-season break. The best of JB and Billy in 2022.
I feel good!
I want to ask 133353 the family this question, hence. Stuff that's daggy that's suddenly become cool.
Oh, yes.
And I'll tell you, like Crocs. Are the worst things ever. Only ever wore Crocs if you're on a boat.
Yes.
You know, they're the only time you
wear them. Because
they don't slip. Don't slip and they don't scuff the boat, you know, the surface of
and
the boat.
And plus, there might be crocodiles.
No. Not that big.
Right, eh?
But that was it. They were only ever acceptable if you're a maritime operator and you're around jetties and boats, and then you said, all right, well, that's you could have Crocs on there, but that's it.
That's it.
But, Bill, they've made a comeback.
No, they haven't.
People think they're cool.
No.
I'm telling
you.
But punters are wearing Crocs again.
Influencers.
I don't know how, but somehow the daggiest thing you can have on your feet have become cool. Right?
Right.
So I'm going to give you an example of something that's daggy, but I think it's cool.
You.
That is the Wiggles.
Oh.
Cover of the song Elephant, of course, Tame Impala.
Righto.
The Wiggles, Bill.
Yes.
Daggiest things you've ever come across. I say cool.
Cool.
And not only are they cool, they're also rabbits.
Yes.
Their album, The Wiggles Rewiggled, is the number one on the ARIA charts.
No.
Number one. So give me some more Elephant.
Yeah. Well, it feels like an elephant
shaking his big red trunk. Get into it, Bill.
But the Wiggles
were always cool, weren't they?
Well, for you and I, because we had kids.
Yeah, we had kids.
So when you got kids, I eat grass and a moo all day. I'm a cow, moo.
Yes. Cold spaghetti,
It was all we ever did.
Yeah.
Because when you got left with the kids,
yes,
you had to entertain them somehow.
That's right.
So you just put the Wiggles on and parked them in front of there.
Exactly,
happy
Jim.
As Larry.
Yeah, exactly.
So ring us with the daggy thing that you think's cool.
AM radio.
No, that's not cool.
Why would you say that when we're on FM?
When we're on FM.
Well, I just like to listen now and then just to listen to the
cricket. Under the tram tracks.
No, that's no good.
Chris Gippsland.
Hello, Chris.
G'day, Fat Jim. How you guys going?
Good, mate.
What's cool that was daggy?
Oh, 100% the Crocs, mate. I've got to go with Jim on that one.
Do you wear them?
100%. I do wear them. I got a pair for Christmas off my wife, so I was pretty stoked when we went on a trip up the north coast of New South Wales, mate, and I was in the sand carrying my four-year-old. It was probably a godsend that I didn't have a pair of thongs.
Yeah.
You lock the hubs in, boys, and away you go.
My second son, Henry, wears army camouflage Crocs.
Oh. Henry?
Yeah.
Does he?
He's got no clue how to
buy. So you wouldn't know if
you see him?
Yeah, he hasn't got them on.
Exactly. Camouflage Crocs.
Henry.
Rick
that's
in
another
Essendon.
Song by the Wiggles.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, how are you both?
Hey, Lebo.
Give us the daggy thing that you think's cool.
Those cherry toweling bucket hats.
Yeah, I love it.
Didn't we put them out here at Triple M? We've got to have them.
Yeah, we had some.
They're good for the cricket.
Oh, Bill, they're brilliant.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, man, used to wear it batting.
Batting against all the fast
and all. Michael Holding. Stupid white terry toweling hat on his head. I said, who are you going to go if one of them just bumps you on the head?
Tactics put them out.
Andrew, stay on the line, Andrew. Sorry, Rick. Andrew's from East Bentley. Hello, mate.
How you going, boys?
Good.
That's the way it's got to be the mullet.
Oh, especially back. Cam Smith.
Can you believe?
It's come back tenfold.
Andrew, we did a game at the MCG Essendon Geelong. The boundary umpire had the most ferocious mullet I've ever seen.
He did too. But what about Cam Smith?
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
And he won't get a cut.
No, and he's, well, he's just one of the players.
Well, he's a Queensland bogan.
He is. That's
they're
what
different up there.
No, they're very different.
Very,
no,
very
no,
different.
No question of that. Oh. Stay on the line, Andrew. Martin Point Cook.
Point Cook.
Hello, lads. How you going?
Good. Cookie?
Mate, I've just turned six, Cookie. I've just turned 61 years of age. I'm currently wearing my Jerry Anderson Thunderbirds T-shirt out and about.
Oh, you're not.
Out and about. I'm telling you, the people that come up to me and go, Thunderbirds, what's that? And I said, oh, mate, get a life. What are the Thunderbirds? You don't know who the Thunderbirds are.
Did you watch the Thunderbirds?
Thunderbirds are go.
Mm-hmm. I never watched them.
Didn't you?
No. Didn't like them.
They were cool.
They weren't real.
Still are.
Real.
No, they weren't real, Bill. No.
They were puppets.
I know.
I don't like puppets.
I don't like puppets.
Why don't you like puppets?
I don't know. Like, too many strings attached. I don't know.
Mark in St. Leonard's. Marco.
How are you guys?
Hey, Marco.
Tell us what it is.
Socks and thongs.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's big.
My son. Keep mentioning the eldest one, Jonathan, he does that.
Does he?
It just looks woeful.
But old people do it too. Like, how old are you, Mark?
52.
And you wear them around?
I have been since I was a teenager, mate.
Down there at St. Leonard's?
Double pluggers and socks, mate. Best thing out.
The double pluggers. She's haven't seen a pair of double pluggers for a while.
No.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
John Travolta on the dance floor. Wowee, was I on fire? Somebody stop me.
Triple M. This is called an idiot song.
Thanks, Jim.
To one of my favourite numbers.
It is.
By the Proclaimers.
Yes, I will walk
1,000 miles.
The kids, they're funny, aren't they? Max the other day had to buy some masks, so I drop him off at one of those fabric joints or draper joints, whatever they're called.
What's they called? Draper joints.
What's it called?
I don't know. A draper joint.
Oh, shit. What's it called?
Spotlight.
When I wake up. Hi, Jim. Well, I know I'm going to be. I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out. I've said it before, Jim, and I'll say it again. Bullying. Bullying. That's right. When have you spewed? Unusual. Even where? Where and when have you spewed unusual? This is a great song from 1989.
What do you got, Bill?
Proclaimers.
Oh.
Yeah, that's right.
Oh, good. Let's go with the Proclaimers.
How does it go, 500 miles?
Yeah.
Alley-up-to.
Four Chinese badminton players, Jim, are on probation for failing to try their best to win a doubles match in 2018. The world-ranked two pair, Lai Jun...
two pair.
They were playing the 17th ring, PJI King, Tan Lines, and they got beat.
Just about do you.
Now it's Melbourne's turn. 10 nights only.
Whereabouts? At the MILF?
At the...
MILF? Oh, yeah. Not MILF. Sorry. Melbourne. If I could walk 1,000...
Jim, who went to the Japanese opera, they sang in Italian with some sublines.
The boys won the premiership over there, County Mayo, the first premiership in 60 years. Only last year, I think it was, wasn't it, Gilly?
No, we actually lost the final.
Oh, my God, Jim. Firstly, Maddie, what a star. Hey,
very
in the booth, does a superb job, Bill.
Do you reckon I'd get anything right?
No.
No. What do you mean, no?
No, I know you don't get anything right.
No, I don't.
No.
Yeah.
Well done, Maddie. Good song,
what
too.
What was that you just came out with?
Well, I said, do you reckon I'd get anything right? And you said, no.
No. Which, I don't.
Yeah, righto.
Triple FM's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Shannon, can only get better from here.
No, it can't.
JB and Bill.
Fujitsu, Australia's favourite area.
This is Triple M's Rush Hour, and we are joined by former Test captain Mark
Taylor. Have you seen the latest ad, Jim? Like, he's frozen. He's in bed and he's all frozen. It's because they're working that well. Fair dinkum.
They must have gotten rid of you by now, Tub, surely, Fujitsu.
Hey, don't be silly, mate. I've got years left in here. I'm coming up to, I think, 24 years, I think, next year. And, 25 years, that's got to be a gold watch or something, I would have thought, wouldn't it?
You get a new scooter.
Hey, that'd be all right, too.
What's that? Get to the bottom of that.
Well, I've just got a photo here. You're on your L plates and on a... It looks like a girl scooter, to be honest. Like, it's what's going on there? Are you actually driving around in Sydney on a scooter?
Absolutely, mate. We're in a gender neutral society these days, mate. So I'm just I'm saving some fuel. I actually just got back from a ride before this interview.
Right? Where'd you go? The Great Ocean Road or somewhere?
No. I went to my local golf club, North Ryde Golf Club. Picked up my bag tag for a game this weekend, and on the way home, I filled it up.
Yes.
And it had about a third of a tank left in it, so I thought I'd better fill it up. Cost me $6.10 for 3 litres.
Now,
3 litres, yeah. So they're big tank in them.
I said to you during the summer when I saw that photo that has to be Jude's.
Yes.
But I tell you what is Jude's, and people don't know Jude's, Tubbs, long-suffering wife. I tell you what is Jude's, and that's the helmet, because you've got the wrong size otherwise. Squeeze that bloody loaf into it.
Oh, hang on. Go easy. What? I've got the matching helmet with the jacket. Oh. I'm thinking, I'm looking something like the Hell's Angels.
Oh, yeah. You haven't had a call from any of the bikie gangs going to join up?
No. I've had a couple of calls, but they weren't from bikie gangs, I can tell you right now.
Now, the greatest pest you had to deal with during the summer, because it's a ragtag operation, Triple M Cricket, people drawn in from everywhere. Who really annoyed you?
Oh, well, hang on. You know, the biggest pest is obviously MG Hughes. There's no doubt about that. Mervyn Gregory, like, he was a pest when he played, and he hasn't changed at all. He's, you know, it was like, I know at one stage there, JB, I think you were working out of NEP down there, and he sits right on top of you, doesn't he?
He does.
He's not even commentating. He's got to sit there and listen to
Phil, he's right on top of you.
COVID and all.
He's 140 kilos. he's right, like, Merv, bugger off.
Get out.
Exactly.
Who else did you not enjoy?
Well, I think I enjoyed most of the guys. I tell you who's a worry, though, working with him is Andy Lee.
Oh, yeah.
Because Andy comes in and you just don't know what's coming up next. Like, we had the Hair Hat Brigade, which was obviously a bit of a worry because there was a few names that, you know, blokes I played with, and you think, oh, I don't know if they want this sort of coming out about their follically challenged backgrounds, you know. So you just don't know. Another day he came out with, all the stuff that we've eaten from the canteen.
I heard that day, yes.
Well, the other one, Tub, was when COVID was threatening the playing group in Adelaide.
Yeah.
He said, well, there's a team we could easily come up with in the commentary box.
Oh, yeah.
11 players, and they could represent Australia. They have before.
Yeah.
So he picked his 11 out of the commentary box.
And?
No room for Tub.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Didn't you get in, Tub?
Oh, what a joke that was. He was finding everyone he could possibly could put in that side other than me.
Who were the opening batters then?
Oh, no, a couple of no-names.
Rogers?
Like Hayden or something like that.
Hayden and Rogers?
Right, that's fair enough.
Two. Ponting at three.
And I think Bluey missed out as well. I think, you know, for a guy who's working at Triple M, I hope he's not invoicing. because he didn't pick any of us, I don't think, at the end of the day.
Well, you would have got him for your bowling average. That's all I heard about all summer too.
I did mention that on a couple of occasions, didn't I?
Mate, Jim, you said he wasn't even a net bowler.
Couldn't bowl a hoop down a hill. No, serious. Am I wrong or not? I say it all the time. You took a wicket in a Prime Minister's game with a ball bouncing twice.
That's right. That's true. That's true. But that was, once again, I deceived Angus Fraser.
There's another bowler that used to bowl about 120 k's, Jim. Who was your test wicket?
Good question.
You reckon you know your one and only.
Well, there was a number of other opportunities. I had Rashid Latif caught by Bevan.
Oh, Rashid, who?
That was the miracle in itself. Michael Bevan hung on to the catch. So it was caught Bevan Bowl Taylor for 30, deceived him with the Zooter. Oh,
it wasn't around back then.
No, yeah, never but... been a more clear indication of how much Pakistan were on the take than blokes getting out of Mark Taylor.
Oh, Rashid. Who was it? Rashid.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Never ring me if no caller ID comes up.
Who's ringing you now, Jim?
Is it him?
He's an idiot.
Answer me.
Why would I answer you? You're sitting there, you dickhead.
Hey, Jim.
So tomorrow morning, Fat, I'm heading down to Sorrento.
Sorrento.
To the Mercedes-Benz Berwick people are having a weekend, like a conference-y sort of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm going down to do a presentation on leadership.
You are talking.
Yes.
About leadership.
So,
what do you know about leadership?
What I am going to be talking to them about is between me and them. But what I'm going to say to you is there are three things, in my experience, that three traits that you cannot have if you're a leader of people.
Righto.
Now, this yours and my experience in leadership is mainly sporting environment.
Yeah.
But I'm talking about leadership full stop. The three things that you cannot have if you want to be a leader.
A bullshit, lies.
Well, firstly, is that well, I think that's a given. Well, selfish, Bill. Cannot be selfish.
Spot on. If all the great leaders aren't selfish.
Are selfless.
Joel Selwood.
Team first.
I'm thinking of Joel Selwood when you talk, right? So,
cannot be selfish.
He's not selfish.
And in 2022, young people see through selfishness immediately. Mm-hmm. So if you're a person that makes it all about yourself, you cannot be a leader. Right. You'll never succeed as a leader.
So don't be selfish.
Number two.
Yes.
Tight.
Oh, Joel.
Cannot be tight.
Uh-oh.
Bill.
Uh-oh.
If you're the boss, if you're the captain, you're at the bar first. My shout.
Right.
If there's coffees, you pick up the tab.
I think there'd be a lot of captains that...
Captains, Bill.
That wouldn't be first
Bill,
at the bar.
Cannot be tight if you want to be a leader.
Righto. That's interesting.
And the third one.
Yeah.
Cannot be lazy.
That's me out.
You must have a superior work ethic if you're going to be a leader.
Spot on.
All the great leaders that I've ever seen are the ones that work the hardest.
The best trainers.
Yes, exactly.
So the best trainers down there were Dangerfield and Joel Selwood. Best players.
Duck, you talk to any of the old North blokes, they say that he worked the hardest on the track every time.
Collingwood? Pendles.
Pendles. Yep. Jeremy Howe.
Jeremy Howe. Good bloke, Jeremy Howe.
You can't be selfish, you can't be tight, and you can't be lazy.
Yeah, that's good.
And yours is, you have to deal in truth.
You can't be a bullshit or a liar. You can't lie, because you get caught out.
You do.
Even if you're a coach or a captain or a leader, you get caught out if you tell a few lies, Jim. You cannot lie in life, actually.
Anyway, they'll be just,
jeez.
Dealers down there.
They'd rather have Damien Barrett on him. They want him to go down as a keynote speaker. Fair dinkum, he put those kids, year 12 assembly, just put them, they half went to sleep. They just collapsed.
They ended up zombies.
Walking dead. What was that about?
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Canada is the fifth most... it's a country that listens to the Rush Hour, the fifth most.
We're doing a thing we haven't done for a while called Totes Orcs.
Totes Orcs?
Whatevs Totes Orcs.
What's it called?
Whatevs Totes Orcs. When have you been in a position that's been really awkward?
Is this still on?
I'm going to give you an example.
Oh, you speak.
Okay, so I went to Adelaide, of course, a couple of weeks ago for the great Rodney William Marsh's funeral. And fair to say, Fat, given I had a role within it, my mind was probably elsewhere.
Yes.
Needed to go to the toilet.
Yeah, good.
Adelaide Oval, the river stands four levels high.
Yep.
I go storming in. There's a lady at the sink washing her hands.
Oh, no, Jim. Oh, no.
And the staff at the Adelaide Oval all had those full face masks.
Yep.
So not the surgical one, like the ones that literally go from just under your eyes all the way.
Yep.
Or they all had the full ones.
No,
but she's got blonde hair, top knot, hair all, sort of heading down the back. I stopped and I went, oh, I'm so sorry. Jim. So I've walked through the wrong door. Please forgive me.
Yep.
She turned around. She goes, no worries, mate.
What?
She was actually a he.
Oh. Also, it was a bloke with the hair.
With the hair.
So you did go into the...
right toilet.
Oh.
But I didn't know because you couldn't see any of his face. So I just looked at the hair and just assumed that I was in the women's toilet.
So that was orcs.
Orcs.
Orcs. Orcs, Jim.
Bill, it was just a bit orcs. So 1-3-3
No worries, mate.
Yeah, yeah. No, he looked at me. No worries, mate. I'm like, oh, man. 1-3-3-5-3 is the number. Hands.
Hands.
When were you last in a very awkward situation that you would describe as totes awkward? Jed from Montmorency, fat.
Hey, Jed.
How you going, Bill?
Yeah, good, mate. That's it, Billy. Yeah. What did you do, Jed?
I was overseas for work at one stage, and we were actually over in Germany. Ooh. Over in Frankfurt, I think, and busting the, go to the toilet and walked into a women's toilet there, and I was a little bit surprised that I didn't find any urinals there, and I wasn't, it still didn't dawn on me that I was in the wrong establishment.
Yeah.
Right. So, I was actually relieving myself in one of the stalls, and I heard a couple of the women cleaners there chuckling and laughing when they realised there was a bloke in there.
Couldn't find a urinal. Oh.
Urinal, Bill.
Yeah, that's what I would have thought.
Oh, yeah, really? That's what you would have thought. Yes. Stay there, Jed. Grant.
Grant.
Is in Tasmania, Bill.
Hey, Grant.
Signal. How are you, Bill?
How do you say your name?
Grant. Or Grant, it doesn't matter.
Grant, whatever. I think's nice, yes.
Righto, Grant.
Totes Hawks.
Yes, I was working as a cashier in the car park, yep. And people had to come down and give you their ticket to get out, you know, and then pay their money.
Yep.
A guy come down, handed me the ticket, and as he did, it fell on the ground. So I had to get up out of my chair, hop out of the booth and grab it. Mm. As I did that, I said, "Ah, Butterfingers." Then I hopped back into my chair and looked, and he didn't have any fingers.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Oh, that's all.
Butterfingers.
It was bad.
Oh, stay
come
there.
On, Grant.
I like that. Stay there.
Rick is in Bacchus Marsh. Rick.
No fingers.
G'day,
how are we going?
Here we go. I went to the 2008 Allan Border Medal and staying in a hotel in the middle of the city,
yep.
And woke up at about 4:30 in the morning, totally naked in the elevator.
Oh, no.
What happened there?
I had too much to drink, obviously,
yeah.
After the after party, and then I must have been busted for a week, and I've slipped. And, yeah, then I had to, I didn't have my swipe card, so I couldn't go up back up to my room. And I ended up having to go down to the ground floor, and as you walk out of the elevators in the Clarion Suites there in the city,
yeah.
It's floor to ceiling windows.
Oh, God.
So I was just straight out, going to the concierge.
Right. He's in the elevator asleep nude.
Jim, that is so wrong on so many levels.
Oh, my God.
An elevator joke.
That's it. Kieran in Doncaster.
Kieran.
Oh, hi, guys. How are you?
Good, kids.
What happened?
Yeah, great, mate.
I
was getting a flight back from Sydney to Melbourne.
Yes, Kieran.
And I was sitting there in the waiting room for the plane to come, and this guy gets walked over by one of the porters, and
ooh.
The porter's carrying his luggage, and he's saying to him, "If you need anything, just come up to the desk."
Yeah. Special treatment.
And, yeah, exactly. You know, and I thought, look at this bloke. You know, they don't even say hello to us.
Flog.
So anyway, I was bored, so he sits the guy down and do a nice to him, and he walked off and said, "If you need anything more, just come over the desk." And I was bored, so I said, "Well, gee, aren't you Mr. Special?" And he goes, "I'm legally blind."
Oh, no.
Come on, Kieran.
He's up. Yeah. Hey, Rob's in Bendigo. Hello, Rob.
Eye with an arrow.
There you go.
Hey, Robbie.
Toe talks.
Yeah, well, it's years ago now. We're going to... me and my wife going to get an ultrasound on the first baby.
Yes.
Yeah. So went into the room. She's up there having the big ultrasound, and the nurse said, "Oh, do you want to know what type of baby you got?" And
what's
I said,
sex?
"No." Yeah, what's sex? Yeah. Yeah. I said, "No, I'll walk out." So I walked out of the room and waited about 5 minutes and decided to go back in and opened up the door and walked in and going, "Oh, shit, that's not my wife."
Oh! Where'd you go?
I was in the wrong room. Oh, God. I just said, "Shit, shut the door."
Bill, that's orcs. Oh, that is. Walking back in and someone's getting examined and it's not your wife.
That would be
a little awkward, fat.
Tell you what.
Our next guest is one of the greatest NRL coaches of all time, even if sometimes his coaching techniques are a little out there.
Craig Bellamy has given his captain the bird.
Please welcome Craig Bellamy.
Not just greatest rugby league coach of all time, Bill. You could argue across all codes. That's this it. Man is a superstar. He joins us regularly. Craig, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Thanks, Bill. I'm not quite sure that's correct, but
belly ache.
You're always humble with us. We know you
very
are
very humble. But could you go to another code and coach?
I don't think so, to be quite honest. You know, that sort of mentioned to me a couple of times. Yeah. I just think, you know, you have to be, you know, there is some common things that you need to do, you know, not only in sport, but in business and, you know, life in general, you know, for me to be successful or, you know, anyone. But at the end of the day, I think you need to know, you know, the game inside out when you're talking about sport, you know. And, again, you might be able to do it to a certain extent, but I don't think, you know, you'd be as successful in the sport that you know, if you're a coach in a sport you don't know.
Yeah, sure. You're a very passionate coach, and we see you in the box, and I love that. If I'm playing or a supporter and I see you jumping up and down and getting involved, I love that. But, of course, we know the last few years you can't yell at the players or you've got to be careful. this woke world we live in, mate, how do you go? Because I had one, Malcolm Blight. He was ferocious. He would give it to you between the eyes and call you everything. Times have changed. How are you going with all that?
Yeah, I've probably settled down a little bit, and I think it might have been Cameron actually made the point. You know, he said to me, "Mate, you basically settled down, or you've calmed down. You've chilled a bit since you've had grandchildren."
Oh.
And I think, what a load of crap. And when I thought about it, I thought, well, perhaps he's right. Yeah, because I think mellowed was the word he used. Yeah. So I'd mellowed a touch, but, you know, he's probably right there. And I think I'm getting a little bit older and, you know, kicking chairs is not good for the feet these days, Bill. So, as you said too, you know, you just, there's different things you can do now to what you could do 20 years ago, 15 years ago. So, I think I have changed and a little bit and changed for the better. And hopefully, you know, I don't get myself into any trouble.
Do you like living in Melbourne, mate?
Yeah, I do, Bill, actually. Yeah, I do. I'd probably prefer the weather to be a little bit warmer at times.
Well, it hasn't been too bad, to be honest.
No, it has. I thought it was probably the best summer we've had since I've been here. Mm-hmm. So it was good. Yeah, but, I love living in Melbourne, and, you know, we're sort of known, but we're not sort of known.
Yeah,
so that sort of helps too. You can sort of go out and have a beer and have a can lunch without anyone sort of knowing who you are, so that's always handy.
Bloody oath, it would be.
I bet you can't do that, Bill.
Oh, no. Well, you do get some free froffies. Don't worry about that. They drop a few over to you on the bar. It's not bad.
Craig, he goes and seeks that sort of attention. You try and be quiet. He goes and tries to find people. Hey, your own future's so constantly spoken about. We saw that you've re-signed and you've got the clause for next year. Is it a thing where you just need to be convinced within yourself that you want to keep doing it? Or where's that?
I think that. Like, I'm sort of getting on a bit. Like, I'll be 64 at the end of the year. So I just don't want to be too old to enjoy other things in life when the footy's over, you know. And obviously, you know, with the family growing as far as the grandkids, you know, I want to, you know, be able to spend some time with them as well. So just picking that right time, I suppose, is, again, the hard thing. And it took, with all due respect, it took me a long time to actually decide or make this decision. There was a few other things that had to navigate as well. But, yeah, so it was just mainly, you know, I'm still enjoying it, to be quite honest. But like I said, I don't want to be too old, so I can't do other things in life that, you know, I probably would enjoy.
You're a bloody star, mate. We love everything you do at the Storm, and good luck for a big game.
Thanks, boys. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
This show wouldn't be on air anywhere else in the world. You said this about Stonehenge. I think you got it there, Bartholomew.
It's not Stonehenge, is it?
Stonehenge.
No, it's a totally different part of England.
International Druid drag
race.
Isn't
that a waste of time?
That's what you're
saying. Isn't that the biggest waste of shit I've ever seen?
What, Stonehenge?
See, mate, there's nothing there. It's just boring.
It's a henge.
So we talked about that yesterday, and you said that you thought it was going to be great, and it ended up being crap.
That's right.
Stonehenge.
Yes.
Well, I tell you what I'm adding to that.
What?
Skydiving.
Skydiving, Jim.
Well, I drove home after a show yesterday along Elwood, and they come down the tandem. And as I watched them come down and land on that oval to the right there, I thought to myself, I did that once.
Yes.
Hated every second of it.
I'm with you. I'm with you.
I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah. No.
It wasn't good. So you've done it. I've done it. Yep. I crapped myself from the top to the bottom.
Exactly. I'm with you.
There was nothing about it that was enjoyable. No. It was just terrifying from the moment you slipped your ass out of the plane because you're attached to someone.
Yeah, you were tandem. Yes, so you had, same.
So I thought all he has to do is go clip, clip, and I'm just free falling with nothing.
All you're waiting for is to hit the parachute so it does come out.
That's it. Yeah. And then after that, I thought I was going to vomit. The whole way down, I got queasy.
Yes.
So I watched them all floating down yesterday at Elwood, and I thought, I don't want to ever do that again.
I'm with you, Jim. Spot on. I hated it. And then you just want to land, then you're worried about your landing.
Again.
And
you've got to lift your legs up.
Yeah, all that crap, Stupid. And then they go, how good is that? The adrenaline. Everyone pumped. You go, no, never again.
No, I reckon it's the adrenaline that makes you crook, by the way.
I honestly thought
I was going to vom.
People love it, Jim. They love it.
Oof.
Yeah, no, it wasn't good.
No.
Well, that... And, of course, there was Stonehenge.
Yes.
And there was Mona.
Nona.
Oh, Tassie?
No,
that's,
Mona.
That's great.
Mona Lisa.
Oh, Mona Lisa.
Of course, at the Louvre, Jim, over there in Paris.
Yeah.
Leonardo da Vinci.
Yeah, you weren't impressed with the size of it.
Well, exactly, Jim. You've got to walk downstairs there at the Louvre. It's all very nice. You go past all these statues of whoever they are. Heaps of paintings, all that.
Are.
Well, they're magnificent, some of those statues. Yeah. Wow, then they put Mona down the back as
the
far away.
The thinking man. I think you'd probably want to pass the thinking man just on the seat there, Bill, having a good think. That reminds me of you every time I look at him. He's trying to look like the thinking man now.
On radio.
So then you
no
finally,
one can see him.
You get into this room, there's security and a big people
can
around.
You
get up to the front and there's Mona Lisa.
Yeah, you said that.
You know what it is? 77 centimetres by 53.
I just want Heath to put you as the thinking man up on Instagram. So people, look at him.
He's doing it again.
Thinking man. Who would have thought of that? Hey, stay there. That's good. We'll paint that whatever
statue,
you do.
Statue built.
We'll statue it. Just don't move. Don't move. We'll statue
it. While we statue it.
Yeah, statue it.
You know, have a go again. Come on.
What? About when? Why? Who? What?
Sculpting.
Rodan.
So a bloke sits there for 5 hours.
Rodan.
Of all the jokes Billy Brownless has told this year, this is certainly one of them.
It's bloody hard to come up with a good, funny joke every day.
Well, it's not as hard as you make it.
Exactly. So.
On the Rush Hour's mid-season break, this is Billy's joke.
And this is a bit naughty.
It is. Well, it's not naughty, but it's Friday, Jim.
Hey, so, we loosen it up a touch.
And do you know what a focker friendship is, Jim?
Yes.
Be careful.
An old aeroplane.
That's right. Dutch-made aeroplane. A small one. Right. Okay. Yes. Just a precursor.
Oh, if you're going with the joke I think you're going with,
not
it's
that
as old
one.
As the plane.
But it's Tony who goes out for a fish in Porto Phillip Bay, Jim. And his boat starts taking on water. So he jumps on the radio. Hey, Coaster Guard, this is the Tony. My boat, she is a-sinking. A-may-a-day. No response, Jim. The water reaches up to his hips. Hey, Coaster Guard, this is the Tony. I'm a-gonna drown. A-may-a-day.
Mm-hmm.
Still nothing, Jim.
Yes.
One more call from Tone. I'm a-sinking. You must help. Then the Coast Guard comes back to him. Hello, Tony. This is the Coast Guard. We hear your distress and we are sending our focker friendship.
Yes.
Tony. Hey, sorry. Hey, Coast Guard. I know one of your focker friendship. I want your focker help.
No way. Oh, that is appalling.
I couldn't wait to say focker.
I jumped in. Oh, no. What?
Hey, Coaster Guard. I know one of your focker friendship. I want your focker help.
No, we heard it the first time. And that's how it's going to be played. All right?
Yes.
Yes.
Not bad, Bill. Well done. Thank you, Cookie.
What do you think you do?
Sinking.
Why you look so sad?
Hey,
I need your box of friendship. Not some box of health.
Shut up with your face.
I'm still learning. I'm finishing.
How long?
This has been the Rush Hour's mid-season break. JB and Billy are back live July 11. In the meantime, download the Listener app to hear the Rush Hour anywhere, anytime. I feel good.